This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvind Braj
and Richard Bradbury.
And on the show today, we're asking you, since the RMCO started, are you cooking at home or eating out more? Let us know on at BFM Radio, Twitter, Instagram, or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. I've got a couple of WhatsApp messages here. Number ending with 3122. Eating out because I haven't eaten food that tasted worse than my cooking.
Oh dear, oh dear.
And then we've got Tio, who says, no change, just started baking, getting very fat. I think a lot of us have actually increased in weight, during this point of time.
I can relate to that, yes.
the fridge is just like, 10 steps away from my working desk at home. And I tend to, when I go grocery shopping, I tend to buy a lot of junk food. And I just munch while I'm waiting for, that email to come in and stuff. I just munch and it's horrible.
Lots of chocolates.
Yeah. Mm. What do we have on Instagram, Rich?
Oh, thanks for reminding me about chocolate, Arv. I bought some yesterday. But about Instagram, yeah, we've got one more message from Ivo Wah, who says, I'm tired of cooking during the MCO. I think a lot of people have kind of got that in mind as well. And that, they're now ramping up to go and brave the great outdoors, so to speak.
Mm. I've got a couple more on WhatsApp. We've got one here from April Toh, who says, many seems to have the idea that it's normal to save money if one cooks at home, but shouldn't eating out be more logical, more economic as they purchase and cook in bulk? Anyways, I've been ordering deliveries and takeaway mostly due to the great discounts. That's true as well. There's a lot of deliveries that offer you great discounts and sometimes even free delivery. A number ending with a quadruple 9. Very nice number, by the way. After 3 months of home-cooked food, I ate out twice and it gave me a tummy upset.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. Anyways, Rich, COVID has also changed the way we eat.
Yeah, there's an article that I picked up from Fast Company, and what they've done is they've spoken with 5 experts who are involved within the food industry. And rather than just go through all 5, I'm just going to pick a couple here. So this guy, Nick Green, he's the CEO of Thrive Market, and they're a membership-based e-commerce retailer, and they sell organic and sustainable items at like wholesale prices over in the US. And what he said is that they've seen a huge surge in demand since the start of COVID-19. People at the beginning prepared to kind of shelter at home. So they saw this kind of bunker building behavior. Everybody was buying in bulk, as we know. We all saw that. And then further into the quarantine, people tried to kind of replicate their normal shopping behavior from their homes online. So they had to bring in over 100,000 new, they brought in over 100,000 new members to their website. And if you tried to order from any grocery store during lockdown, you'll know how difficult it was. And for them, it was the fastest growth in their company's history. They had to scale their fulfillment centers. They had to double their workforce in 3.5 weeks. Because it showed that 5% of Americans shopped for groceries online in February, but during the pandemic and in March, that climbed up to 30%. And, people want to know where their product comes from. They want to know what conditions the workers are working under and whether those workers are healthy or not, because it impacts them. So when we are ordering from delivery and takeaway services, we want to know where it's coming from. We want to know how healthy our workers are during that period. So it kind of helps make a decision about where we order from and whether or not we order healthier food. Impossible Foods, of course, they've also got involved in this, and they're quite, I don't want to say arrogant about it, but they're like, look, we were already scaling up for growth anyway. We don't use any animal products. We have most of our stuff in stock. Don't worry about it. Another one, Beth Ford, she's the CEO of Land O'Lakes. They own a crop protection company. And she said they've been working all out just to keep in pace with demand for their food products, especially stuff like butter and cheese. As customers saw things starting to shut down, they saw a surge in demand for products with a longer shelf life. Stuff like butter and cheese, of course, you can store for a little bit longer. So that's the kind of movement over in the West where you can have these items. Canned items also gone up, of course. They also saw that 50% of their customers were from food cafeterias and restaurants. That died up. The General Mills, this is the big company over in the US. They're the company behind Cheerios, Betty Crocker, Annie's, and a whole bunch of these cereal makers. They saw their business shoot up dramatically. In the US, their sales were north of 40% in the month of March and up another 30% in April because people were still staying home. It's this idea of like how e-commerce has driven the kind of food that we buy, but it's also made us think a little bit harder about the kind of healthier food that we want to buy. That being said, I've realized I've got an awful lot of dried goods in my cupboard that I normally wouldn't have bought before. So cereals and rice that has been, stored. I've got more canned goods than I normally have. And for a while, I felt like a bit of a bunker builder at the beginning of the pandemic. And, and it was only as things started to kind of not get back to normal, but you realize that you could still have some semblance of a normal life. You could still do grocery shopping within reason. And you could still get fresh goods. So those things that I bought in a panic at the beginning have kind of been sat in the shelf and, are still there right now. And I now have fresh fruit and I have fresh veg because things are starting to get back to normal. But it has made me think about, the healthier food that I want to purchase and where do I get it from now?
Yeah, actually, that's the same for me as well. I've been, eating healthier or at least buying groceries, and I'm picking the healthier option when I'm, doing my grocery shopping, right? So that for me is a behavior change that I didn't quite notice until I started reading that, during this pandemic, people are actually choosing to eat healthier. And yeah. I go like, huh, yeah, actually never thought of it that way. But yeah, it does for me too.
I don't know if my behavior has changed in the way that I buy stuff and keep at home. I think that has been sort of the same, but I've seen that my behavior when going to a restaurant has changed. Like there's a lot of social media stalking that goes on. Before I order something, if I'm not sure about the restaurant, then I check them out on Instagram, then I go check them out on Facebook. I see what the restaurant looks like, what kinds of SOPs are they following. When before, if I want to order something at home, I don't care. I don't care where the restaurant is. It could be like a hawker stall. It could be in a food arcade. It could be like an actual standalone restaurant. If it looks good on the food delivery app, I'll just buy it. Like I'll just order. But after this pandemic, I'm checking out places that I go to more, even for not even for food, even for like haircuts. I'm checking out their social media platforms and going like, I want to see what they are doing before I go there. And especially for food, I'm always checking out their pictures, their followers, should I order from this place or not before doing it? It's a bit drama, but it makes me feel better.
I'm with you as well.
Singapore, Arv.
Yeah.
So when are you moving to Singapore?
Oh, next week or whenever the borders open.
But I think that's the same for many people as well, because they would just do a quick search. One is to find out if they're open, because, even though businesses are operational, some of them have changed their timings and operation hours are probably shorter or different. So for me, and I know for many of my friends are also doing the same thing, they go online to search, but then they start to also notice like, oh, wow, they've actually implemented this. Oh, they're doing that. Oh, they're doing this. And, I guess the more info, if you're a business owner, the more you put out online on your social media platforms, it's just better and builds more confidence for, people like Arv to go and visit.
Now,
anyways, we're asking you, since the RMCO started, are you cooking at home or eating out more? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.